Good afternoon, Greg Flanagan here, Charleston, South Carolina. Last couple of weeks, a few people said, hey, Greg, you ought to start your podcast back up. And I was like, well, it wasn't that good to begin with. What do I really have to say? And it comes down to I got a lot to say and a lot to do. Let me explain where I am in my life. I'm 60 years old, 61 years old. Let me not fib too long. And I've done a lot of things over the last 50 years. You know, 10 years old and up, that have led me to where I am today. Good choices, bad choices. It reminds me of the Armor hot dog. Big kids, fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks, right? That's me. I've been through it all. Spent a lot of time as an entrepreneur. Made money there. Lost money there. I kid people. I say I spent 17 years in prison. Which I did. How'd you get there? Well, I took a test. And they said, yeah, we're going to pay you to come inside a prison every day for the next 17 years. I did that until 97. And then I left from upstate New York, came down here to Charleston, chasing the grass is greener syndrome, and proceeded to lose my ass, went broke within 6 or 7 months. Lost a whole bunch of money, lost the respect of my wife and my kids, and it wasn't a good time. It took me years to dig out of that mess, and now for the last 14 years, I've been a real estate agent. For better or for worse, it's a constant income. I think we have a great business. We are in the top 3 or 4% in the market. And like anything else, real estate it's a job. You get up every morning, you do the same thing. And you wake up every morning, you're actually unemployed. If you go back a few episodes, you'll see you're a salesperson, you're unemployed every morning. Because every morning you wake up and you interview for a job, right? You go looking for a job, you find somebody that wants to talk to you, and then you interview for that job and put your best foot forward. One of the things I have done over the years, after I got out of the debt mess and all that nonsense, was I hired a coach. I hired a coach to get me out of there, to teach me how to do things right, to give me the lessons that I needed in order to be successful. And it was like, well, a coach, really? Why a coach? Well, as we go through life, you've had coaches your entire life. And until I understood this, it was really, I didn't get it. We've had coaches our entire life. Think about it. Your mother, your father, your uncle, your grandfather, your sports coaches, right? Your baseball, football, volleyball, whatever it was, a coach was helping you along the way to enhance your skill level at any one of those things, right? And that's where, as I come into this sunsetting part of my life, one of the things I've found is I love helping people. Do I love to teach them do A plus B equals C? Not really. What I love to do, one of my strengths, is looking at a situation, understanding the situation, and helping people through the situation. I help people get over obstacles. And I have found this, especially in real estate, as with 14, 15 years on the job, you actually are one of the senior people in the office. I've been through almost over 300 real estate deals. I think I've seen about everything, but there's always one more thing to see in this job. So I'm going to take the next step. I'm getting over my obstacle. And let me tell you how I got there. You know, one of my coaches, great guy, had the opportunity to spend a week, I believe it was, 4 to 7 days, with John Maxwell. John Maxwell is a great, great coach. Okay, and you got to listen to his story. Just look him up, Google it. John Maxwell was in London talking to Tony Blair. Tony Blair was the former Prime Minister of London, of England. At this private reception of, I think it was only like 14 to 16 people, and my coach was there. And Tony was talking about transformational coaches. How these coaches are probably some of the most valuable people to people that are struggling. I got a text message. While my coach was sitting in that chair, he texted me and he said, "Greg, John Maxwell is talking about transformational coaches, and I thought of you." Wow. To be in the presence of Tony Blair, John Maxwell, and 16 people who I'm sure paid dearly for this opportunity to have one-on-one conversations with Maxwell, my name came up in his head. Wow. That's all I had to say. Wow. And I went, great. That's super. What can I do to move that along? And what I can do is offer my services to other people. What is a transformational coach? And that's where I'm going, by the way, offering my services to other people. What is a transformational coach? What do I do better than most other people don't? A transformational coach is someone who helps another person. And we're not just talking real estate here. We're talking real estate relationships, business solving. I have the capability and the want and the passion to dive deep into situations, ask the tough questions that other people fear asking, ask for the right answers, you know, help people through their obstacle. If you read the book, The Obstacle is the Way, this is pretty much what I do. People come to me all the time, and I mean all the time, asking for this coaching. And I said to myself, well, let's try to replace my real estate with my coaching, because real estate's great and I love it. My coaching is the passion, though. So Power Onward is my coaching company, and we do coaching for anybody that's looking for a hand to get through an obstacle. Now, what does transformational coaching look like? Transformational coaching in and of itself is not a long-term coaching relationship. Transformational coaching is you got a problem, you come down, you unload the problem, you get feedback, you get an action plan, and away you go. Okay? You come back in a couple of weeks and you go, I did X, Y, and Z. Fabulous. Great. Or I didn't do X, Y, and Z. What happened? Let's figure out what happened and what's holding you back. I believe there are so many people out there that are being held down. You know, they're being held down not by anybody or anything. They're being held down by themselves. The lack of confidence, the lack of action going forward. That's what I want to help you with. So if you need this type of coaching, I can do one-hour sessions, two-hour sessions, half-day sessions, big companies, small companies, single people, single real estate agents. If you need just, you know, we're going to figure this one out. I want you to reach out to me. I want you to ask the questions. Let's get in a relationship. Let's move you on to the next level. The next level where you owe it to yourself, your family, and anybody else where you should be. Stop living life small. Live life big. Okay? My name is Greg Flanagan. All my information's in the show notes. I hope you have a wonderful day. As I say to my agents, be prosperous.